You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it. Okay, mine is actually completely different end of the spectrum. It's actually a little bit sadistic, and I don't know if I should even say it. It's actually gone away.
Snuff films. Black, dark fucking web.
It's not even TikTok.
Tok-tok. Tok-chick.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're very matching today.
Yeah,
we are.
It's like we've just gone out for a run. Yeah. Very opposite to what last weekend was.
Absolutely. Very, very opposite. Oh,
and I feel a little bit, as you could probably tell, manic.
You are manic today.
Because I think we're filming it on a Sunday and I just feel like...
Yep, I'm getting some really uneasy vibes from you. Very Kim Richards vibes today. I feel like I'm going to get smacked with it.
I've got a quick turnaround. Like, we've got to do this. I've got to edit it and put it up in the same day.
Yeah. And you've got to probably do your bloody food shopping. You've got your family dinner tonight.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
Yep.
Right.
And I just get to go home.
Yep. See ya. Maybe we'll cancel the hangs in the afternoon. Woo. Yeah. Look, feeling a bit manic, but I think that matches how I've been feeling all week, to be honest.
Yeah, you have had a bit of an off week, haven't you?
Roller coaster.
Yep.
But we're here now.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to just point out, I just showed you a photo of my foot before. So before we even get into renewed or axed, like, I feel like I want to take an axe to my fucking foot right now. Mm. So yesterday I was putting out the washing.
Yeah.
And as you know, I don't really have any grass out the back. It's just decking.
Yeah.
But the deck is like...
Oh, I hate this already.
Yeah. So the deck is like, it's just...
Deck.
Yeah, but it's not like, it's not undercover. So it's obviously been weathered over time. Yeah. It's not varnished. Yeah. It's exposed to the weather. So over time, little parts have come up out of the deck. I was out barefoot. And as I was putting the clothes out on the clothesline, I must have rubbed my foot across one of the boards. And I fucking stabbed my foot with an exposed piece of wood and it snapped off.
Yuck.
And I was like, and I look down, there is a chunk of wood hanging out the side of the sole of my foot. And I was like, oh my fucking God, like wedged in there. And because it snapped off, I could grab the piece of it. I quickly ripped it out and threw it. So I had no idea. And I could just see that my whole soul was black.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't know, you know, sometimes when you hit something, it just bruises straight away. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that's just like, you know, when like you're under your thumb or something, you hit something, it bruises. Yeah. And I was like, oh, maybe it's just that. And then I was like, oh, I don't know. It fucking hurts like a lot. So I... just pretended that it was a bruise and I was like, all right, I'll just wash
it. And then get it out. Oh my God.
I thought the splinter was out because I ripped it out.
Okay.
So I didn't know if it was still a splinter or if it was just a bruise. So I was like, right, I'll give it an hour, see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get any better. Then I was like, right, I have to get it out. If there's a splinter in there, I'm going to have to get it out. Mm. Just got some tweezers. And just tried. So, because it was wedged so far underneath, I had to literally pick my skin to get to the splinter.
That's what I do on a daily basis to my feet.
But, like, there was nothing wrong with my... Like,
yeah.
I didn't have cracked heels.
So there's more under there.
Yeah. So, and I was like, I don't want to get, like, a needle and hack away at it.
Yeah.
So, I was like, I started Googling all these home remedies without having to like fucking dig my heel out. And one remedy said duct tape. So I don't know if you've clocked the duct tape over there, but if you have seen it, it's actually for my foot, not anything else in the bedroom. But there was a home remedy to say if you put it on there for half an hour and then rip it off, it pulls
like it
out.
Yeah.
Did that three times. It didn't do anything.
Yeah,
so I was like, you know what? I'll go to bed. I'll see if, like, because naturally sometimes your body pushes them out.
Yeah.
It did not push out. So in the morning I was like, right, I need a coffee first before I start hacking away at my foot. I got a safety pin because I don't have like a fucking needle and I just had to fucking dig into my heel to expose skin so I could rip it out.
Can I just say, like, who the fuck is getting splinters at almost 30 years old? That's such a little kid thing.
Yeah, I know, but it was a hectic splinter. I've never had, like, my whole, that whole part was black. Yeah. I'm going to say it was around, like, a centimeter of wood that went under my skin.
I haven't had a splinter since I was a kid. So take what you will out of that.
Great. Well, thank you very much for...
No, that does sound very painful.
Yeah, it was fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, how's your week been?
My week has not been too bad. I don't have much to report on at all. Winding down, obviously, for Christmas time.
Thank God for that. 1 week left for me.
Yeah, I am not taking Christmas off, but I'm taking the New Year's period off. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, good. So yep. How many days is that for you?
I'm taking from the 30th until the 7th.
Great. Which would be nice. Great. Love that.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so renewed or axed for you this week?
I would say I'm axed this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nothing really to report. I feel like all I did was work, did stuff at home, you know.
Yeah.
Moped around, didn't really do much at all.
So. And I would say like last weekend as well, we thought it was going to be a belter. Yeah. And I don't think I didn't say more than 10 words the whole time.
I feel that.
So if the camera crew was on us.
Boring. Heaps boring. Yeah, we were not being
axed.
Fun.
No.
We were full being haters. Yeah. Just standing there. As soon as someone would strike up a conversation with us.
Yep. No.
Shut it down. Benny, let's go to the bathroom. Come on. Just walk away.
Let's go get a drink.
Come on, let's go. Let's go to the pokies.
Anything. Let's do a pub tour.
No wonder why people don't fucking talk to us anymore. We don't help ourselves.
Seriously. Anyway, well, yeah, so I would have been axed too.
Yep.
Up until yesterday when I was ripping my fucking foot open.
Well, I still think you would have got axed for that because I feel like the viewers would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Goes to bed with a fucking chunk of wood in my foot.
Wow.
Good night. Anyway, let's quickly chat about Beverly Hills. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. I, surprise, surprise, did not take many notes on Beverly Hills again. However, I watched it this morning, but I just felt like there was not many notes to take.
Yeah,
better episode, but...
I definitely think it was a better episode. I liked watching it for the first time, but then I rewatched it again today to also, like, string together some notes. I don't really have many highlights from it. And I think watching it the second time around, I was like, they are grasping at straws.
Yeah. Clutching
at straws for an argument.
Yeah.
For any sort of storyline.
I do feel like I'm kind of seeing Dorit's, like, if you're thinking team Dorit or team Kyle, I think I lean more towards team Dorit because I get it. Like, Kyle does do that whole thing where it's like her way or the highway. She will like ice people out. She will suddenly, I don't want to be your friend, so I'm not going to talk to you, be on that receiving end. It kind of reminded me, Dorit reminds me of when Gretchen Wieners snapped on Mean Girls.
Yeah.
When finally someone's like snapped and she's trying to work out her new role in this dynamic. But I feel like Kyle, like, because she is who she is, she can come across as a bit of a bully sometimes, maybe. Not a bully, but like one of those really, one of those people dynamics in a friendship where like their opinion
means...
You have to prove your worth and your loyalty to them. Yep. Exactly. But her, like she calls the shots in the friendships and with every friendship. And I hate friends like
it's
that.
It's one-sided.
Or you always feel like you're having to say sorry to them, or you always feel like you're on eggshells sometimes, or they annoyed at me and it makes you feel a bit anxious. And I feel like Kyle does that without even realizing she's doing that.
I can see that side as well. I just think it's like when it's flashing back to times when they're talking about Kyle's fashion show that happened years ago, and then with...
Yeah, they're going right back.
When Dorit did that restaurant, I was like, oh God, we're really digging up this?
Yeah.
Like,
and it was nothing. It was nothing. It's like a little
throwaway comments.
Yeah, they're throwaway comments. Yeah.
I just don't they're really just struggling for a storyline, I feel.
Yeah.
But anyway, they pretty much make up on the yacht. That was short lived.
Yep. Agreed.
Sutton talking about letting the captain park his ship in her harbour.
Yeah.
Ugh,
and the captain was ugly.
Yuck.
Yeah. I will say, I loved Kathy with the wingman, though, like straight up saying, oh, you might need to help her down. She's got a sore leg.
Yeah, her legs are bad.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I will say, I think as much as I don't like Sutton, she's finally had her, like, LA glow up.
Yeah,
like,
I agree. She looks the best she's ever looked.
Even in her confessionals, she looks 10 times better.
She does.
She just looks... And she's not wearing, like, that weird, like, couture shit that she'd always used to wear.
And she didn't piss me off as much as she usually does this episode. But I know that pains me to say that.
Yeah, it's
But same. I'm like, no, you can't be liking Sutton. But I'm like, no, I don't like you, but
you're, I like to see her more painful. In, like, the mediator position than trying to come at people
And
all
I
the
think
time.
She did a good job of that mediator when she said to Kyle, no, and she said to Dorit, I've been on the receiving end of Kyle's stuff, right in front of Kyle, but also Kyle didn't get annoyed at that, which I liked. Mm. It was just this matter-of-fact comment.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I also took note that after once Kyle and Dorit made up, Kyle and Garcelle went to the front of the boat.
Yeah,
and then Dorit and Sutton went to the other side. Do you think it's weird that obviously Sutton and Garcelle are besties?
Yeah.
And they've split up.
It's calculated. Kind of, they're trying to get both sides and then they'll report back to each other.
Yeah.
That's what me and you would do.
Yeah.
You go with her and I'll go with her and then me back.
As soon as they both did that, I was like, these two are up to something.
Yeah. But you can see all of, like, I mean, going straight into the preview for next week, but you can already see that where Garcelle going, guess what Kyle told me?
Yeah.
You know?
I will say, though, with Garcelle and Kyle, so I actually liked them having a conversation because it felt like Garcelle let her guard down a little bit with Kyle, which was nice because normally I feel like Garcelle's always trying to come for Kyle.
Yeah.
And I think Kyle knew what she was doing by saying PK reaches out to me because she knows that's going to go back to Sutton. She knows that Sutton's going to bring it up and then it's going to cause more drama. Kyle obviously wants drama for this show because it's a sinking ship.
It's on its last legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was quite funny to see how obviously hungover they all were in the Sprinter van near the end of the episode without, like... They were all so dolled up and they looked so nice, but it was in the morning and they were leaving and Dorit had a can of Coke. Sutton was pouring a glass of bloody vodka and orange juice. That Chucky lady was into a bag of fucking caramel popcorn. Like, you could just tell they were feeling rough. Yeah. They were seedy.
Yeah.
Because when the fuck is Dorit cracking an ice cold can of Coke in the morning? Like, that is what we do. Yeah. That is not what Beverly
on a hungover
Hills
day,
housewives
might I say.
Do. Yeah, on a hangover day, not on a
not a school day.
Monday morning. Oh, yuck.
Trying to crack a cold one open.
I couldn't think of anything worse than cracking open a fucking Coke. Or
at 7 a.m.
That's like the people that crack open energy drinks and like a massive can of Mother or Monster instead of a coffee.
It's fucking wild.
It is fucking crazy. Mm. I'm like driving to work in the city sometimes and there's people in the city in their corporate, nice corporate outfits with a ginormous can of V. And I'm like, oh, and it's like 7:30 in the morning.
See, I never see corporates drinking it. I always see Bogans. The people that... You think would drink
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, I'm seeing all the corporates.
Interesting.
And it just makes me... I mean, I'm not an energy drink person on a good day. Like, it's rare for me to have an energy drink.
I won't say no to a vodka Red Bull.
Yeah.
But other than that...
Vodka Red Bulls just remind me of festivals. That's like my go-to festival drink.
And when am I going to one of those again?
Yeah, very true. Every time I ask you, buy tickets for this festival, you always shut me down.
Yeah, because it's the worst festival lineup I've ever seen.
Okay. Me, kind of bloody stereos again. Those times are gone.
Yeah, I know. I can't. I'm not gonna stoop low for
groove in the mood.
Groove in the mood. Christ, I'm not. I've hung the ovaries up.
Like,
they're not coming back out.
Uncle Freddy in the basket drums or some weird band.
That's what it gives me. I'm like, oh, it's the same people. Peach PRC, cool. Every festival we could fucking get. Anyway.
I lost where we were going, but anyway, that's literally like all I really got out of that episode. Like I'm very excited for next week's episode.
I am too. I think, the last thing that I'll say on Beverly Hills is Garcelle coming for Dorit about reposting.
Oh, Teddy Mellencamp's. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you stand with that?
It's a good question. I kind of stand. I see Dorit's point because she said, I know that relationship. Mm. There's been heaps of times where someone's tagged me in an Instagram thing or a story and I'm their friend, but I'm not like super, super close to them. But yeah. I still reshare it if
exactly.
I'm like,
yeah.
you know, in the same friend. If I'm in the group with them, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Garcelle was
she's clutching. Garcelle was trying to dig for something. And I think Dorit stood her ground really well by saying, well, yeah, I said that we're friends, but we're just not super close. And I think that's so fair.
Yeah.
So fair.
Agreeing. I think, like, again, they're just really, there's nothing there for them to really talk about. And they're just trying to
And then even when Dorit said, oh, well, I shared it because it's, you know, like her dad's music gig.
Mm, I think Garcelle shot her shot with that and missed. Lock. Yeah.
Agreed.
But very excited for next week. Yeah. Finally, we get Camille. To see Camille come back. I hope she stirs it up.
Dorit calls her a cunt.
I know. I hope Camille, like, really has a good go at her.
Yeah.
Because, God, I love her.
Yeah.
I miss
her. And Dorit kind of needs to be brought down a peg this season. Yeah. She has gone a bit too ham. I'm like, all right, mate, relax.
Yeah.
She's kind of really clutched onto this new, like, look at me personality. I'm like a tough bitch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl.
Look, you were funny when you were smoking out of the Range Rover, fanging it down the road.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting over it. Yeah. It's a little bit too much.
And it's out of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City.
Another great ep.
Great.
Episode. Another one.
Great.
They just can't do wrong. No. Like, and there's always so much to unpack.
Yeah.
Every single episode.
I love that we opened the episode with Meredith making bath bombs in the kitchen.
You know
again.
What? I forgot about the bath bombs. But you know what? It is nice to see her persevering with the bath bombs.
Yeah, she's consistent.
She is. Yeah. Because, and she's like having everyone smell the fucking the little scents. And I love that it's still this absolute home job in the fucking kitchen. And that was put to bed in like the first episode. And now they've brought it back. I'm like, oh yeah, she's making bath
she's
bombs still
doing it. She's still hacking away at it.
The bath bombs.
I just don't love how she gets the kids involved though with the drama. I'm like, I don't really care what Brooks
and the kids
to say.
Are always going to take Meredith's side.
And I don't really care what the, I don't know what the daughter's name is, but I don't.
Chloe.
Yeah, Chloe. I don't really care what their insight or input is.
I agree. I did, however, laugh when Brooks said to Meredith, it's not a disability, it's your superpower about her hearing aids. She's not even deaf.
No.
Like, she's just got a hearing impairment.
Yeah. She says she's disabled.
Like, yeah, I know, literally. Brandon's got hearing aids. He's
is it a disability?
Well, I mean, it depends. My dad wears hearing aids.
Yeah. What a a sad moment at Angie's house. Hello.
So sorry, I was just reading my notes.
Am I interrupting something? Do you need to be somewhere else?
Sorry, I just have to take this phone call.
You busy?
Just making my food shopping list. It's funny what we both took out of that scene because my notes from that scene is quite funny.
When Mary rocked up.
And she's just sitting there silent on the couch and Angie's just like cleaning the house.
Mary's flowers
just not
out.
Even saying anything and she's just sitting there. Hello.
Yeah, that was funny to begin with.
Hello. Sorry.
But then it got deep real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I didn't write any notes on the deepness of it. I
thought
even,
it was
like,
really sad.
I thought it was quite funny how... I thought it was quite funny how Angie brings over the most beautifully made charcuterie board. It looked stunning. And Mary's like, I'm not going to eat anything, sorry.
But it
but
looks great.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, that
rude
is hilarious.
Fuck.
Sorry. And then I must have...
Must have tuned out
tuned
when
out
they started getting
stuff.
A little bit too deep. Yeah, it was just sad to see Mary Mary get upset about her son again. And like very upset in her confessionals. It's just something that we don't really see a lot of from
She's
her.
She's gone through it for sure. Yeah, I agree.
We move on to the airport.
Yeah. And can I just say, I swear, Salt Lake City is the only franchise that will show one of the housewives that have just been viciously mauled by a dog and just move on from it.
Yeah,
because,
where was the
because there's so many other storylines going on in this show and so many other big things that are happening that if that happened in Beverly Hills, they would have stretched that out.
Oh, it would have been a
that would have been the peak of the
episode.
Season, right?
Yeah.
And Salt Lake City just
do we
they're
reckon,
like just quickly acknowledge it and they pass.
Do we think that maybe they didn't talk about it too much because maybe there's a lawsuit going on? Maybe she's not allowed to talk about it. Or address it too much.
Well, I think if there was, though, she wouldn't have really brought it up in the first place. It was a fucking hectic attack.
She was literally mauled.
I would not have gone on that trip.
Her legs, her arms. Oh, my God. Like, actual punctures.
And she looked like unwell. So unwell and tired. But I'm saying that would have been like, I mean, I'm looking for an excuse to not go to anything these days. Like, anything that comes up, I'm like, well, that's my excuse. I'm not going. That would have been fucking oath I'm not going on that trip. Oh, my God. Sorry, I got mauled by a dog. And everyone would be like, no worries. All good.
Honestly, so hectic.
Yeah.
I love that Angie said to Brittany, oh, your hair looks great.
Yes, makes a comment. And do you know what I actually thought was so funny about Brittany? She just is such in like her own land of delusion that she would just rock up and completely forget or not bothering to even care that she's in the midst of any drama that's any happening. She's like, come on, girls, let's go. And like, linking arms with people. And I'm like, girl, you just have no like social awareness.
No.
Everything sunshine and rainbows in your head.
She's got a smooth brain.
Yes.
And when her head hits the pillow at night,
she goes straight to sleep. And she has dreams of like his fairyland and
Jared and dating 10 guys. Amazing. She's dreaming about all the guys. So we've gone to how do you even pronounce that place?
No idea. Don't know.
Anyway, what do you think of the villa assignments?
I think Lisa did it perfectly, if I'm going to be fair. Okay. And I was fucking sick of Bronwyn piss farting on about it.
Okay.
Because she, there's literally this entire franchise stirred drama and beef with every single one of these girls, including Lisa as well, like reciprocal, like I know it's back and forth, but then expects to be treated like the fucking, you know, highest friend on Lisa's radar and puts, I think that the room assignments make total sense. Okay. And I think that her going on and on and on to Whitney and Angie about, I don't know why I'm over here, was a fucking huge slap in the face of Whitney and Angie. And they're, you know, and she's like, I should be over there. I don't know why I'm over here, blah, blah, blah. And they're just sitting there like, okay, like our side's not good enough for you.
The way how it was worded, I think, was wrong. I think I understand that she might have wanted to be with Lisa because Lisa's probably the closest one to her, even though they've had their disagreements. I think it's really weird that Brittany is with that group and not with Angie, Whitney, and who's the other one that's there? Mary. I think that was a bit weird. Like, I think those two could have been swapped. I don't think she went about it the right way, saying that I deserve to be over there, not here.
Yeah.
Like, I do think Lisa was probably being a little bit shady and inconsiderate, but I'm not surprised from her.
Yeah. But I also don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, and I think Heather made the comment, like, it is literally only for like bathing and sleeping. Other than that, you're with us. Like everyone's together.
Yeah.
And no one's even in the same room. You still have your own room. Like everyone's still got their own space and everything. And I do think it was a bit blown up. I do understand that Bronwyn's probably a bit more emotional at the moment because of the dog bite. And, you know, she has had a bit of drama lately. But I still think she's blowing it out of she's just blowing it. And I'm like, girl, relax. It's not that serious. It's a fucking place to sleep.
Yeah.
And if you didn't fucking stick in, like, start drama with every single person here, you wouldn't have been that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like, she and
like, she's the one that's putting herself in the situations.
Whitney really made a good point of saying, like, you know, we were fine until you brought me and Angie into it when we were all at that camp.
That was so uncalled for. It was so unnecessary.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I still love Bronwyn, but she has made her bed and she's refusing to lie in it a little bit. And she knows that if you stir drama and do these little spot fires with everyone, at the end of the day, the likelihood of them banding together to fight a common denominator is very high.
Yeah.
So you can't expect to be everyone's fucking favorite person when you're constantly throwing everyone under the bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's just she pissed me off. I was like, all right, like, give it a rest.
Yeah.
And I would have been annoyed if I was Lisa. I'd been like, who fucking cares? Brittany.
Oh my God.
Bring it back. When they brought it up again and, like, Bronwyn's going off at Lisa when they're at dinner and they're fucking talking about facts and rah, rah. But then Brittany was like, Bronwyn was like, oh, you know, but me and you are, like, such good friends and, like, you know, you like me, more than her. And then Brittany's like, oh, maybe she likes me more than you now. Like, she was so... And I'm like, Brittany, shut the fuck
up. Shut up. She has no
idea. And she's like linking arms with Lisa. I know. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, girl, you are literally in high school.
She's in high school. She has no idea as well. Lisa's just using her.
Exactly.
Like, don't worry. You'll learn soon.
Yeah.
I also thought it was funny when Brittany was like, oh, I'm so glad I'm with you guys. And then she's like, no offense. And Whitney's like, that's offensive. And she's like, maybe.
I'm actually, she's cracking me the fuck
But she
up.
Is like, she doesn't know what she's saying. No. Like, she's so
no.
stupid.
She, I can't even describe Brittany. She just, she is the most unhinged, chaotic. I can't even think of anyone to compare her to. She's just like, flow. She's got air in her head,
yeah.
And she is so stoked to be in like the cool girls room right now.
And she sits there all like high and mighty. I'm like, girl, you will be dropped within a second.
Literally. Like, and she's like, it's okay, Lisa. Like, you know, yeah. Don't worry about it. Blah, blah, blah.
God, don't worry. Your time's coming.
I love it. I love it. It's so funny.
Anyway, they're walking over to their table and they're still going back and forth, walking to the table. As they sit down, then Angie spots the Brooks Marks
bag. Oh, there's a gift on my chair. What's this? Did someone get me a gift? First of all, the ginormous fucking commercial-sized bottles of shampoo and conditioner for a bar mitzvah present is rogue enough as it is.
Like, I don't think that was appropriate.
From her own hair salon, here's some fucking shampoo and conditioner. I would be a bit like, random, I but love whatever.
When she... got the bag out and she was like, I love that you make everything a merch moment. How fun.
That was a very funny argument.
And still going back and forth. I heard that you wanted everything back.
Yeah, literally. And then actually I think I sent this to you, but I screenshot it because it's so funny. Because it's like, is that what I said? Is that not what you said? Is that what I said, Meredith? That's what I was told you said. That's what I said. Is that what you said or is it not? Who said that? Did you say it or didn't you say it?
Like it's
back and forth, tennis, like tennis. Literally. And then Brittany, of course, jumps in, gets involved again, as she always does. But just the fucking Angie, I love her like Greek rage.
Yeah.
When she just like goes fucking Greek god, like Super Saiyan, and fucking throws the shampoo and conditioner out and goes, like, you should have this, your hair's fucking fried or something. And I'm like, and she's like, what?
I love that it was shampoo and conditioner. Oh. And she just got accused of having bad hair last season.
And that exact brand. Like, that exact brand is what Lisa told her she needed.
Like, you can't make this shit up.
And then when someone's like, oh, because obviously it was upside down and it fell out and it spilled water everywhere. But then Angie's like, well, I didn't know it was upside down. You're being a drama queen. How was I supposed to know the bag was upside down? As if she didn't fucking launch it over the table.
Lobs this huge fucking Brooks Marks bag over the table.
And they're like fucking 2 litre bottles.
Glasses fly everywhere. Chaotic. I can't. And then Brittany just acting like a victim with the slut shaming again.
Oh, you said slutty tits.
You said I had porn star tits. In front of the waiter.
The waiter's just standing there.
Can I get you a drink? Can I get you a drink? You said I had...
porn star tits. You said slutty tits. Slutty hair. She is so messy. I think she's going down at this moment right now as one of my all-time favourite messiest housewives.
But without knowing it.
No, exactly. She's just the most entertaining housewife to watch at the moment. Out of like, she's giving me so much joy. But out, like, it's just so funny because she's got no awareness of what she's doing or what she's like or the character she is, like, coming across as.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I adore it. I think it's hilarious to watch.
It's funny. I just hate how she plays victim all the time. Like, yeah. She's...
But I love to watch it. Like, I think it's so entertaining to watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's this most delusional victim I've ever seen in my life. And watching... someone completely a delusional, messy victim is one of my favorite things to watch, whether it is on a TV show or in real life.
Great.
Love watching a spiral.
Next week? What happens next week?
Oh my
week?
God, I forgot now. What does happen next week?
Mary comes.
Can't remember. Look, I'm pretty surprised for the both of us. I'm trying to think back to the preview. Look, I don't know when this is coming, but I'm just very excited for on this trip when Brittany puts the recording device in Meredith's room.
I can't wait.
Because it's
for
happening
it.
On this trip, oh, because the God. Rooms are split. You can see how they're somehow split.
Yeah.
And the record, and also, why? What's a recording device in her room for?
Do you think she puts a recording device in the other villa to see what they're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I reckon she will.
But who
to try
would
to catch
she...
Bronwyn or someone out?
But then Meredith gets so upset about it, and they're in the same villa.
In the preview, it seems like she's putting a recording device in Meredith's room.
Yeah. But Meredith is the one that's most upset.
But also remember, like, Meredith was probably one of the most upset last season when the Monica stuff did come out, because Meredith always has so much to hide, I feel.
Yeah.
She's always doing snaky shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know whose room. At least we just know it's Brittany, so I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, well, that's... Yeah. Well, yeah, great episode.
Yeah.
Righto. Okay, I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, this week, my coping mechanism was obviously TikTok, like how most people have that as a coping mechanism, right? I want to know what your guilty pleasures are of, like, just doom scrolling or finding yourself, not even on your For You page, but you search for things or things that you like so you can go back to them. What's your guilty pleasure?
I actually have a few. And can I just say very quickly.
Is that your screen time?
Yeah. TikTok is definitely my like biggest thing as well.
Is that today's hours?
That's my daily average.
Okay.
So that's good, because look at the other week. My daily average is 8.5 hours. 9.5 hours. Look at that one.
That is
hectic.
A whole
work shift. So that week, guess how many hours? Wait, no, most used, what's this? Screen time. That's in 1 week. What? Oh my God. Guess how many hours I was on TikTok that week?
20.
No, a little bit less than that. 17 hours and 8 minutes of TikTok time. And I've got a daily limit. I've set a daily limit of 3 hours on TikTok. So I can only be on TikTok for 3 hours every day. And it will give me a warning saying you've got 5 minutes left. And then it will literally lock my whole screen and say you have like run out of time, you can't use TikTok anymore, and you can ignore it for 15 minutes or ignore it for the rest of the day. And you know, every single fucking time I go ignore for the day and I go straight back onto TikTok. I always get like that girl that says you've been scrolling for too long, give your eyes a break. Mine is bad. So I feel you. And I do have quite a few guilty pleasures.
Okay.
We'll go one for one, because I wonder if any of them are the same.
Okay, sure.
So my first one is ASMR, but my two that I always go to and I'll actually search it is cranial nerve exam.
Okay.
So I love a ASMR cranial nerve exam, and I follow all the instructions they do. Like they'll say like, look in this light, follow the light up. What color is this? What does this smell like? All of that. Yeah. And I'll be like, lavender, chocolate.
You whisper it out.
Well, I'm doing the cranial nerve exam. They're asking me for it, to do things, so I'm doing it.
Right.
So that's the first one. It gives me full tingles.
You really get involved.
A medical ASMR. I love going to the doctor. I love the personal attention that I get at like a doctor's clinic. Like in real life, at everything, I get ASMR tingles. When I'm getting my blood pressure tested, they're checking my ears. I'm like, you know, remember that movie Hating Alison Ashley?
Yeah.
With Delta Goodrum. That's me.
Okay.
Full. Love it. Anyway, great. So cranial nerve exam and wooden makeup.
Yep.
So it's like little kids at wooden makeup, and they do my wooden makeup, and it's like the sound of the wood. And again, when my nieces were really young and like they would do my makeup, I'd get ASMR tingles, because it's almost like you can tell this concentration, and it's like this fake makeup they're using. And I was always like, oh,
like the
so
feeling
relaxed.
Of like a brush as well.
Yeah. Like, but so when like I'm getting my makeup done by like a normal person, I don't get it.
No.
But it's almost like this fake pretend make believe makeup, and I get this ASMR tingles from
it. You know what? I used to get it when I used to get my face painted like as a kid.
Yep.
Because it was just so relaxing. You'd close your eyes and you'd have like this small brush go over your face.
And like the sponge and whatnot. And do you know what I love painters are like concentrating, and you can like hear them like breathing and concentrating really hard on what they're doing. And I'm like, yes, like give me that personal attention. I love it.
Is that, right?
I don't know what it is. But anyway, so they're the two that I will well, there are two of them that I'll actually go and Google, like not Google, but search on TikTok to find if I can't get to sleep or something.
Yeah.
And watch that. Right. What's one of yours?
Okay, mine is actually completely different end of the spectrum. It's actually a little bit sadistic, and I don't know if I should even say it. It's actually gone away.
Snuff films. Black, it's a dark fucking web.
It's not even TikTok.
Tok-tok. Tok-chick.
Mine is fly traps.
Like Venus fly traps?
No, it's like, so it's this mechanical device and it has like four pockets in there. And in those pockets is like something like honey or like something.
Okay.
Like what flies would be attracted to. And then it spins around really slowly. But because it's split up into four sections, they have like these greater things that go around.
Benny, this has never popped up on my algorithm.
Anyway, it's a fly trap. So then the flies would go in there and they'd either, then there's this little part in the middle that they can go into and then they can, it blocks them off. So they can come in and out, but they can't escape up. So once they're in, they're in.
And you sit there and watch this.
Yeah, I've watched it for hours. It's weird.
That's, I will say, that has never come up on my For You page. Ever.
Follow. And they kept getting deleted. So I was like, I found the new ones.
God.
Anyway, I haven't seen it in a long time. Probably got taken down for animal cruelty. But is a fly an animal? I don't know.
That's pretty hectic. That is pretty
hectic. I don't think it's that bad, but.
Another one of mine is I love a Sunday reset house clean video. So when like the house is super messy and they do like a full, they'll strip the bed, put them in the washing machine, take everything off of the coffee table, wipe it all down, mop the floors, do the bathrooms. Meanwhile, I'm living in a fucking squalor.
Yeah, that's home. Why I feel
but
a lot
I love it because I'm like,
oh
my God, I wish I could get up off my ass and do this right now.
Yeah.
But I love it. I'll Google Sunday reset house cleans. I literally have, because do you save TikToks? Save them in your save.
No.
I save some of the Sunday house resets so I can watch them again. If I need some like inspo to clean my house, I'll like bring it, look through my save videos and find one. Anyway,
it does
I'll
make
watch
me feel like a piece of shit. I'm actually halfway through a Sunday reset right now. The sheets are in the wash.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's not halfway through. That is one task. Everything else is a fucking pigsty here. Duct tape, splinter on in your fucking bedside table.
I wanted to show you. Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
So my next one is watching people play games. I am not
like Twitch.
No, not really. Okay. I would say so. They're weird. It's very niche. So the two that I have that I watch, and I don't follow any of these. Oh, I follow enough. Okay, so I follow a couple people that play Fortnite. I just love to watch people play Fortnite. I don't want to play it, but I find it so interesting how they all run around. It's not like a gory game either.
Do you know what? When Brandon used to play Fortnite, I didn't mind watching him play that. Yeah. Not that I'd sit there and watch, but if I was on my phone, like it didn't bother me that it was...
And I would just... Like there's a guy that would just play it all the time before I go to bed and I'd just be like watching it in
bed. Interesting. That's very straight of you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This one's even straighter. So there's another one that has just come up on my For You page and I'm so invested. And this, you're going to be like, what the fuck? So it's someone playing GTA. You don't see the person.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. And it's this guy that's on a bike. Like the character is on a bike and he will drive past a car and like kick it.
Yeah.
And it angers like the NPC player and then they chase after them, but this guy will like fuck them over, will like turn a corner, so then they like dive off a cliff or like go into the water, and like it's like the weirdest shit, but I will watch it for, I'll then go onto the profile and watch them all.
I used to really rate GTA. I'm not a gamer at all.
I did love playing
GTA. Yeah, GTA is a fun one to play. Stealing did you ever cars. Play it where like you pretend. Like go and follow all the road rules? Like you'll like get a car and stop at the traffic
you
light.
You pretend that
and
you're
you try
in traffic.
Not to piss anyone off and you still get fucking people go, oh, you know, I'm not doing anything.
I do that all the time. I love playing traffic.
Yeah, literally. That is such like a girls and the gays way of playing GTA.
Or just steal all the nice cars.
Yeah. Like, or then you'd like walk around and like you bump into someone and your character would just like punch a chick in the face and you're like, oh my
what
God.
The fuck?
Stop. But I could never, the thing with me in gaming, I just do my thing. I can't follow the game. I can't do the missions and I don't have the skill to do that. Like
an open world.
Yeah, open world gaming.
That's very much a girl in the gaze. Yeah.
We love that because there's not really any challenges.
Yeah.
But like when my Sim goes to work, I'm like, boring, come home.
Yeah. I liked Sims 2 the best because it did have a storyline that you had to follow. Yeah. And I liked that. Sims 3 and Sims 4, I was like, oh, it's just like...
When there's too much free range, yeah, I'm like, all right. There's,
I'm overwhelmed.
I can always, whenever I play The Sims, if I have like more than two people in that household, I can't manage it. I'm like, there's too many people. Oh, my God. One time I bought the pets one, the cats and dogs, and it was just me. And this was before I had Randy, so I had me and my golden retriever. And it was just too hard. I'm like, there's too many people to manage in this household. Yeah. So every time I play The Sims, it's just me. One person in the household.
Get them a boyfriend and then fuck them off.
And then, yeah, fuck them and... Down you go. Woohoo. All right, back to me.
All right.
I've got two more.
Okay, you do too, because I've got one more.
Okay. So one of them is a bit, might sound like a little bit boring, but I find it super relaxing. His TikTok name is Easy Book Design, and he's a book cover designer. And so basically what his TikTok is he gets a brief of, or like a title of a book or a genre or something, and he will design like the front cover of like the book on his like program. And he like shows you how he designs. It's all like quick, like it's very sped up and whatnot. But he always gives like four options or different ideas of like, you know, different ideas on how he would design that book cover. And while I'm watching it in my head, I'm like, oh, I think that one, I like that one the best. And then at the end, he announces like which one the publisher went for.
Mm.
And it's like fun to be like, oh, is it the one that I picked? But it's a very, very... like soothing on the brain to watch because it's like quiet and he's just designing these book covers and he's clicking, his mouse is clicking.
Yep.
I'll send you one just
it's
so
like
you can.
Unintentional ASMR.
Yeah, but And I always send them to AJ because I feel like me and him always like send them back and forth to each other. But it's just like one of those ones that's, you don't really think that you would enjoy it, but I find it super relaxing. And sometimes if I just need to like zonk out my brain, I'll go and watch like a bunch of his book cover designs. Yep. I don't know, I find it really, really soothing.
Okay.
Yep.
My last one is a creator as well, and I reckon you'll know who this is, but I love, so usually when I get to work, I'll prop my phone up and just like watch this before I go into work. Fadan.
I love Fadan.
I love Fadan.
Love. Yep.
Just watching her lunchtime videos or like her
making
when she's
a salad.
Cooking. Yep. Or when she's out to the shops. I just find it like it's like an extended family member that
agreed.
I'm just watching them do their everyday life that feels so normal.
I actually read a comment on one of her videos the other day that was so true. And it was someone that said, I feel like Fadan is fixing all of our like short attention spans because suddenly we're like locked into these hectic videos of her chopping up this rogue salad and like pouring in fucking beans and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yum, I want one of Fadan's salads. They just look like they're made with love.
I just, yeah.
And a Saturday platter days. My last one is very much another creator, complete opposite vibe of Fadan. But me and you also share these videos back and forth. But it's Deb the prostitute.
Oh my God.
But I will never skip a Deb video ever.
Never
she
skip a Deb.
She is a fucking icon. And she's always like, oh, I fucking don't like it when men do me up the fucking chuffed up, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm like, oh, she's just the most roguest bitch I've ever seen in my life.
Have
and
you seen
I
that she's
it.
Recently had beef with that chick that would be the one that, you know, the one that you would send me photos of and she would say that she was a serial farter?
Yes.
She's had beef with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Like an online... TikTok war with this chick.
Okay, I'm going to have to do some looking into
that. I don't
that.
Know what her name is, but she's also fucking rogue.
Yeah, she is rogue. But I love Deb's stories. I love her prostitute stories. Mm. I love when she gives us the ins and outs of the sex worker world, the clients she has. Like, she will not leave out any detail, and she's the most bogan person ever. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably all of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Great question.
And what about you? Any questions?
I actually had a little game.
Okay.
If you would like to play a little game with
me. Let's play it.
Well, you know how last week you tested me on the tagline?
Yes.
This week, I would like to test you on who said it.
Oh,
so I'm going to read you
out
a quote. Okay. You're going to get them.
Okay.
But I've tried to not make them super, super obvious.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is... God, wow, she is pernicious. Her behavior was pernicious.
Camille. I say that. I actually say that in my head a lot. I can't believe I didn't say it the other week when you were talking about rent-free things.
Literally. Okay, next one.
Mm-hmm.
She was so aggressive, she almost morphed into a man.
Gina.
Yes. Yes. Do you recall who she was talking about?
Was it Andrea?
I think it was Andrea. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was when she was saying, you're talking about my synthetic tennis court. Yeah. And her fingers are all fucked up. I get offended even looking at you.
She was talking about the testosterone. Yeah. Getting the testosterone down. Okay. This one is a softball. Very, very easy.
Okay.
Well, even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Luann.
Yes. Correct.
That's so rude. Well.
What is it? Herman Munster?
Herman Munster shoes.
Literally. All right, next one. Why are you talking, you bench-warming bitch? Shut up.
I don't know who that is. Hold on.
I'll give you a hint. It was at a reunion.
Was that a Melbourne reunion?
No. Why are you talking, you bench-warming bitch? Shut up.
Beverly Hills?
Nah.
Fuck. Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Was it Jen?
Nah.
Monica.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say it had to be one of the rogue ones.
I think she said it to Angie or Lisa, one of them. And it was, from last season.
Bench-warming bitch.
Bench-warming bitch. Fuck. I love it. Okay, next one.
All right.
Another softball, but very funny. Let me just say, that is the chicest wind chime I have ever seen.
Oh. Dorit.
Yes. To Jamie Lee Curtis. Everything was chic. Oh, wow. That is Jamie. That is so chic. Okay. Her fat fucking elf on the shelf husband.
I know this is Salt Lake City, but I can't remember who this was. Was it Jen?
Yeah. She was talking about Angie K's husband. Yeah. No, the other Angie.
Yeah.
Angie, what was H? The other one? Andy H. Yeah, Angie H. Yeah, her fat fucking elephant. And she was like, that is so rude.
Oh my God, I loved that.
Oh my God. Okay, two more.
Okay.
Okay, I've thought about it. Get fucked.
Gamble.
Yeah. With the olive branch.
Yeah. Throws the invite behind her off the balcony.
Okay, I've thought about it. Get fucked.
Iconic.
Now, I would say that her hearing impairment is more of a disability.
Yeah, and a speech. Because
her speech, it really impacts her speech. Your last one, this is very obvious, but it's very iconic.
Okay.
You're going to go with Mary, who fucks her grandfather?
Jen.
Yeah.
God, she's given us some good
one-word.
One hit wonders.
I still don't think that's right.
But whatever.
Anyway, thanks for playing.
Thank you. That was a good one.
I should have challenged you a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll amp them up next week, maybe. All right. Now, I want to go into what have you been watching. Now, I know you haven't really been watching a lot. I just want to talk about what I've been watching.
Sure. I have nothing to contribute here.
Good. So,
according to my screen time, all I watch is TikTok.
Last night, I went and saw Wicked.
Oh, yes. And what did you think?
Okay, so...
Did it feel like 3 hours?
Yes.
Okay. I think it didn't. Whatever.
I definitely did. So, for what it was, I can appreciate, you know, it was a great musical movie.
Yeah.
I can... It was all very theatrical.
The talent, though, like Ariana and very Cynthia talented. Sung live the whole time. And Cynthia's, flying across the room on a fucking... What's it called? Rope thing. And she's singing live.
Great. Good on her.
Amazing.
I'm going to say this though. When it goes from song into song into song,
You're not a musical person.
No. And you know what? The first 40 minutes, I was like, okay, I can deal with this.
Yeah.
But I think are these songs that are like famous or are they just new songs?
They're Wicked. The musical.
So these are real songs that would be... Okay, right.
In the Broadway.
Cool. So that would... It obviously makes more sense to Wicked fans. I've never seen it.
But I'm not a Wicked... I've never seen Wicked either.
Okay, well,
I've never
seen you're a musical person.
Yeah, I'm not a musical person.
Anyway, I knew that going into this. I'm not going to complain about it because it was obviously a very amazing movie. But whenever it would go into song and dance, it lost me.
Okay.
But outside of that, I loved the acting.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good storyline. Yeah. I thought Glinda was hilarious every time she'd flick her hair around.
Yes, flick her hair like this.
yeah. I thought it was funny. I liked the characters. Yeah. It just lost me when they got into the musical
part. That's fair. And you know what? I would expect that. Yeah. Because it was quite musical-y, especially in that middle section.
Oh.
It was quite song after song. Yeah.
But,
and yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. Would I see number two? Probably not. Would I watch it again? No.
Really? Oh, yeah. I see. I would see number two because apparently number two is where it all kicks off and it really connects to like The Wizard of Oz.
I just don't know if I can put like.
And Nessa Rose goes like fully fucking Wicked Witch.
Oh, Hot Wheels.
Yeah, literally.
Who was it that you said there was a cameo of? I could not figure out who you were talking about.
Oh, Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Do you know what's so funny? So you were saying this whole time, oh, like there's a cameo in here. And I had no idea what you meant, who to expect.
Yeah.
I saw them two pop up and I was like, did I get to Nelly Furtado?
Nelly Furtado!
It's like, is it? I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, no, it's not.
Oh, my God. How so they are the original Glinda and Elphaba from the musical.
Right.
So Kristen Chenoweth plays the original Glinda.
Glinda, okay. In the musical, and that other girl's the green
girl. Idina Menzel plays Elphaba. But she, Idina Menzel also plays like, what's her name from Frozen? Elsa from Frozen and everything.
Also, can I just say, when we went into the theatre, it was like a fucking Mardi Gras prize. It was decked out with gays in there. Well, obviously it makes sense, but I was like, Jesus Christ, it's a meetup in here.
Let's go to Mary's after.
Yeah, is this pre-drinks? And two
when
of them
was
walked.
Was there any singing?
No.
I told
thank
you.
God.
Yeah.
Two of them walked in with cocktails, though. I'm like, oh, it is Saturday night.
You have your bloody ginormous popcorn and M&Ms that are still in your cupboard.
Different
by
vibe.
By the way, I actually think that's quite rogue of you to bring your popcorn home.
I didn't do that. Jack did.
Right, okay.
And I got a smaller popcorn than that.
Okay.
Because I knew there would be gays in there.
So you want to seem like skinny, like I'm not having the giant pop.
I'm full. I'm not hungry.
I honestly couldn't eat another bite.
Yeah. Crunching.
I could have like half a thing of popcorn left and I'll still chuck it in the bin. I'm a massive waster. I need to stop doing
that. I know you are.
2025 is my year of not wasting.
Do you know what's so funny? You said that was going to be your New Year's resolution.
I had five New Year's resolutions this year and I've achieved one of them.
This one though, I remember in particular you said you don't want to consume as much and you want to like, what's the word? Like be more...
Mindful.
And then in the same breath, you were in the car. In the same breath, you rolled down your window and spat out your chewy. And this has been a New Year's resolution for years that you'd never been able to tick off. Anyway, I want to talk about one more thing that I'm watching.
Sure.
And Jack's probably Snapchatted you some of this during the week.
Yes.
It's called For the Love of Dilfs.
Yeah, sounds like my kind of show.
So to give you a little bit of context, it's essentially Love Island, but for the gays.
Yeah.
So they
Is
get...
Is it all gay?
Yeah. Yeah. So they get two groups in.
I'll still watch it.
So they get two groups in. One group is called the Daddies. So they're an older group of men.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all go to this place called Dilf Mansion.
Okay.
And so the Daddies go in. And then they get the second lot of men to go in. And they're called the Himbos/ Twinks.
Okay.
I don't think they're allowed to call them twinks, though. Like a boy bimbo.
Right.
Yeah. Himbo.
Himbo. I've not heard that term.
Yes.
Much prefer twink.
Yeah. Well, I think twink is kind of seen as derogatory. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm allowed to say it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't call you to say what I call you deformed. Rogue.
Anyway, so in Love Island, is there someone that talks over as like a voiceover?
Yeah, he's a Scottish guy.
Yeah, okay,
it's
cool.
Quite funny.
So there's one of those in this as well, but it's Dr. Dilf who talks. Yeah. He says the most fucked up shit.
Yeah,
like it's
the
actual
one from Love Island is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's the voiceover for the show. And then the host is this lady called Stormy Daniels. And she's like, she looks like Spanky Jackson.
Oh, like, the drag queen.
And I was like, who is this clapped out bitch as a host? Like, I have no idea what.
Fag hag.
Who is she? Yeah. Like, she looks like just, yeah, like an ultimate fag hag. And I was trying to figure out who she was. I googled her. She's an ex-porn star.
Love that.
Great. Okay. Perfect for this show.
Yeah.
Also has had a sex scandal with Donald Trump.
Oh, perfect. Who hasn't, to be honest.
Who hasn't? Anyway, it's a very entertaining show to watch. Yeah. I think What's it on? Apple TV.
Right. Okay. I'm on it.
So I think the main goal is same as Love Island. Like, people get booted off every week. And
they couple up, I'm assuming.
And they couple up.
Yep.
They also have, like, intruders, like, kind of, like, bombshells. Yeah. But the way how they actually choose the person that comes in.
Oh.
So, the way how they choose is that the daddies bunk together and the twinks bunk together.
Yeah.
They don't usually cross over. Like, they don't...
Okay. Like, share beds together.
No, they're single beds. But they don't usually, like the twinks won't get with each other and the daddies won't get with each other.
Yeah,
because the goal is to link up with the daddy so you stay together.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like the girls and the guys in Love Island. So a boombox will go to the twinks room and a boombox will go to the daddy's room. And what they'll do is they listen to voices of different people who say they want to come into the villa, and then they choose who they think they would want to come in. And ultimately they choose, like, who sounds the most lamest, so then they're not a threat.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the next week that comes around, someone gets booted off.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Really engaged in this.
I'm engaged. I'm coming in. I'm going to watch it.
And yeah, and the last scene of the first episode, the host is on the phone to Dr. Dilf, and then she picks up a beer and sculls it. And I'm like,
me.
Rogue as fuck. She's in, like, a sequin dress, massive, like, fucking bolt-ons as well. Like, she's just, I'm like, that's literally your final form.
That is literally me in, like, 20 years.
Yeah. Anyway, that I'm going to recommend for you to watch that. Yes. Because it is so fucking funny. Yeah.
Do you remember that show we used to watch, Gigolos?
Yes.
How good was that? And it was just all the male gigolos.
You know, like, one of them's in jail now for killing his girlfriend.
For killing his girlfriend. Hectic.
Wild.
That is wild. Love.
Anyway, I'm going to leave you there. We really blabbered on a bit.
I'm going to get to my text messages that you're not letting me get to. Very popular.
Now you've got your phone.
I'm released. I can go.
I'm going to have to edit this.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming over and doing this on a Sunday.
Yeah, fun. 40-degree day, not much else to do.
Sweltering. All right, well.
All right.
Let's discuss next week.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, Uru.
Uru.